Hello. I'm Dr. Daly, and I'm very excited to work with you today. We're going to learn an organic chemistry topic called stereochemistry, but I need your help solving a problem related to this. Are you ready to get started? Great. Thanks for joining my team. To begin, I'd like to discuss some chemical species relevant to this. These are called reactive oxygen species, also known as ROS. ROS are reactive molecules, ions, or radicals that are formed from reactions that contain oxygen as a reactant. You may already be familiar with some ROS, such as hydroxide, peroxide, and hydrogen peroxide. Look into the microscope to consider the effects of ROS on your DNA. Our DNA is located in the nucleus of our cells. ROS attack the DNA to cause damage. This damage can lead to serious issues, such as early aging of the body or cancer. But there is good news. There are molecules that can react with ROS to remove their presence from our bodies. Glutathione is an example of this kind of molecule. Glutathione reacts with ROS, like hydrogen peroxide, to remove it from our bodies. As a result, glutathione is a very important and helpful molecule, and we're going to focus on it for this activity. So let's make sure we understand it well. Glutathione is composed of three amino acids that are the building blocks of life. These are called glutamate, cysteine, and glycine. These three amino acids bond together to create a glutathione molecule. For the remainder of this activity, we're going to focus on glutamate, cysteine, and glycine. These, as well as the other amino acids, exist in a unique three-dimensional structure in our bodies. This specific arrangement is called stereochemistry, which we'll discuss more later. Molecules can be labeled as having ROS stereochemistry, where this indicates the specific three-dimensional structure. The amino acids will always exist with a specific stereochemistry in our bodies. As a result, glutathione will be created in one form in our bodies, and this form reacts with ROS to protect our DNA from damage. Your objective today is to learn how to identify whether the amino acids in glutathione have ROS stereochemistry. There are three steps to identifying ROS, and we'll go through each step in depth. Here is a lab notebook to keep track of your progress. You can access this notebook at any point by clicking on the icon in the top right corner.